Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, so today's video is a little bit special lah. Okay, I've been trying to actually I have my own analysis, I have my own understanding. I'm gonna share this at the end of the video, but I know that sometimes some people, you know, some of you like to look at statistics, look at evidence, like overall massive evidence, which in this video, I'm going to share with you a little bit. I'm going to show you the whole process that I have actually analyzed the whole data. How does it come about and how do I feel and what is really happening in the resale market today? Okay, so I know that I have been talking a lot about new launches in my Telegram group. The reason is because the market trend now is really on the new launch. The thing that is moving is really on the new launch. Okay, so this is something that no choice lah, huh? No choice. And I also hope that I can get some new launch customers. So if you're interested to buy new launch, you can look for me. So just to clear some misconception, there's no fees if you look for me for new launches. Why? Because my company have about maybe 99% of the market share of the new launch in the market. Okay, so there is zero agent fee if you look for me for new launch. So the next four or five interesting new launch that we have is the Zion Grand, Pantries or whatever, I don't know how you pronounce. Okay, anyway, Zion Grand with the Havelock Road one, the Marymount one, which is near to the Queenstown MRT. Then next one will be the Holland Village one. Then will be the Faber one, okay? So the others you also can look for me lah, but I don't think a lot of people will be interested in the others. They are either too small, too far, or blah 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 lah, huh? Okay. So anyway, thank you for watching this video. If you haven't, please hit the like button and subscribe because about 70% of the people watch my video and don't subscribe. Okay, so please, it doesn't take a dollar or even a single pin from you to actually subscribe or like the video lah, huh? But it takes me a lot of effort to do all these videos. So I hope that if you're watching this video and you benefit from it, you enjoy it, or you watch it for information's sake, please help me hit the like button and subscribe button, okay? Okay, so the first thing that I'm gonna show you, okay, I'm gonna show you this chart. Okay, this is the resale transactions for non landed residential, which is your condo, your apartments, your EC and whatsoever. Okay, no landed. And this is resale one, okay? So this is for June. This is for June. I took away the condo's name. You want the condo's name? You join my Telegram group. I'm gonna post all the condo's name in the Telegram group. Okay? You see, at least there must be a catch for you all to join my Telegram group, correct or not? Okay. So first of all, if you analyze the tenure, they are all 99 years. Okay, so these are the top resale condos that have been transacted in June this year. Okay, of course statistics are not updated, they are not the latest, but this is the best we can get, right? So there's no choice, we will just reference to this and see what's the conclusion to this whole analysis of what are the resale properties that are selling now in the market. Where are the demands? You know, are they really doing that well? You know, are they really selling that well? Okay, so you can see that the first two properties are 2018. Then later you have a 2008, which is a rare one because later on everybody is all 2015 on average. Okay, the number of transactions is about 14, which is the highest, all the way to 7. The per square feet price on average, if you look at the statistics, to me on average, just blindly going through it, I will feel that it's around 1,600 or 1,700 per square feet on average. Okay, 1,700, 1,800 per square feet on average. Okay, this for June. Okay, I don't want to dive too deep into it because I don't want to confuse you with all these things. I want to do a quick video, come to conclusion quickly, show you what are some of the things that I have go in depth to understand. Okay, because at my standpoint, I can go deep in faster and help you understand faster also. Second chart is July. Okay, July 2025. the highest transactions for resale non-landed private residential. So same thing, I took away the condo's name. You want, you go to my Telegram group to see. Okay, you can see the first two again, 2018. Just now also 2018. This one also 2018. Then later you go down and see 2017, 2014, 2016 are all average 2010 something one and they are all 99 years again they are all 99 years again. Okay, then the average per square feet this time for the top few properties are a little bit higher. They are about 2000 per square feet on average, or 2100 per square feet. But if you really look at the whole chart below there's still some 1,003, 1,005, 1,004. Okay, so I would say that in July, the average is a little bit higher. Maybe about 1,009 per square feet. Okay, 1,009 per square feet. Then the third one is August. Okay, August. So you look at August, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2018, 2018, 2018, 2013. Do you see the similarities in it? The age of the properties are all 2010 something one, and mostly are 99 years on average. Okay, so sorry, as in all are 99 years. Okay, on average, they are all about 2010 something. I will say on average 2014, 2015. Okay, I want you to recognize a pattern here so that you understand what is happening to the market, and is all these statistics showing you the real situation in the market or not? That is where this video is heading towards. Okay, this is where this video is heading towards. Average price per square feet, you can see, is a little bit higher for the first property. Then later it goes down to 1,007, 1,009, 1,004, 1,003, 1,007 again. So if still, to me, it still floats around 1,800, 1,900, around there. Didn't go away too far. Okay. Fourth one is September. September haven't end lah, huh? September haven't end. So this is not accurate, but I don't want to neglect what is happening today, mah. So I want to show you the statistics first. Okay, so this is as of today. It's not accurate. It will change at the end of September. Okay, because the month is still moving. But you can see that again, 99 years, you have a freehold all the way at the bottom. Okay, which to me is not important lah, because haven't end mah, and that freehold property you only have two transactions. So again, 2014 on average 99 years. Average price you can see still floats around 1,000. This time a little bit lower, okay? But we have one that is at the bottom at 2,235 per square feet. The first one at 2,050, but it's still a bit lower because you see the others are all at like 1,003, 1,007, 1,008, okay? So I will say that in September is a little bit lower. Okay, so I came up with a comment section. I want to share with you, even though I don't want to tell you where, what condo, what's the name, but I'm going to share with you. In June, okay, let's go back to June. Okay, in June, okay, we have condos in Tampines, Eunos, Pasir Ris, Sengkang, then one in Clementi, then Hougang, Fernvale, Sembawang, Bedok South and Sims Drive. You can realize that they are all around the east side. Okay, all around the east side. A little bit north. Okay, if you go to Hougang, Sengkang, a little bit northeast around there, but all on the east side. Then you move a little bit to Sembawang, which is a little bit special over there. Then you have a pop-up that is in Clementi, which is only that one. Okay, very small pop-up. Okay, now in July. Okay, in July, same thing, we have Tampines, Eunos. Then again, we go to the west side, Queensway this time, Queenstown. Then Bishan, Bartley, Yishun, Choa Chu Kang, Hougang again, east side again. Then Jurong, then Punggol, then Sims Avenue, then Clementi and Sembawang. Okay, that is a repeated pattern. The one that always appear was Tampines and Clementi always appear. Then Hougang also appear a lot of time. Hougang, Sengkang, Punggol. Okay, Sengkang, Punggol not so much. Okay, but Hougang. Here there's a new pop-up. This is Yishun. Yishun and Choa Chu Kang. Okay, this is for July. Okay, slowly, because I'm going to show you the trend. In August, again we have Queenstown, Tampines, Clementi again. Serangoon, Hougang always pop out again, it came out. Potong Pasir, Bedok, Tanah Merah side again, Hougang again, Yishun, Bishan and Hougang again. Okay, so it's all around that side. Okay, September 1, Lycee, haven't end, so it's just a guide, not so important. But again, we have Potong Pasir, Tampines, Serangoon, Hougang, Hougang again, then Serangoon, then Tampines again. Okay, so I went through this whole four list. Okay, I show you the top few. I don't want to show you at the bottom because it's really very long. Okay, I realized one thing. Okay, now we already look at the location where it always appear. What is the age of the property? And we know that most of them are 99 years. We know that they are all averaging at 2015 plus minus. We know that the per square feet price on average is floating about 1008 plus minus. Okay. Some months, which is like July, we have a few 2002, 2004, 2003 on average. But that's only that month. After that, on normal, okay, the average property that is doing well are all the 1008, 1009, 1007 kind of property. So I went to go through all these top few properties that keep appearing one. Okay, so one that I went through, okay, it keep appearing at the top three spot, which is 14, 13 transactions. Okay, I realized that he have 165 advertisement as of today. So to me, right, it keep appearing, I don't think it's a wow thing. Because it has 165 advertisement means that there's actually a lot of people selling. The proportion of 165 advertisement to the number of people buying, okay, is not amazing enough. It's not amazing enough. Then I went to find another one that also keep appearing, okay, also at the top few. It has 92 advertisement. Then later, I went to see some 2,000 plus per square feet property that also appear a few times. It has 120 advertisement. Okay, then another 2,000 plus per square feet property also have 85 advertisement. Then one at Hougang got 147 advertisement. Then the one at Clementi have 75 advertisement. Then I realized that they keep appearing. Is it because they have a lot of supply selling? They may have transactions every month, not too bad, but the amount of advertisement, the amount of people still selling over there, right, is actually pretty high. There's still a lot of advertisement. So I don't want this kind of property because to me, this kind of property, they are in the charts, right? Because they have a lot of supply, man. People are still buying them, I know, but there's still a lot of people that cannot sell. There's still a lot of people that cannot sell. So I want to find out those more interesting property where they don't have a lot of advertisement, but they still go into the top 10 charts. They still have a lot of transactions every month. Okay, so I went to take a look, and one interesting thing that I concluded is, let's say this one near to Sembawang, okay, they only have 21 advertisement, but the transaction can be 8, 7 for past few months. Is all 8, 7, plus, minus, 6, you know, quite healthy. So that's number one. Number two, I realized this one, the location also not amazing, but the price is pretty affordable. The average is only about 1,005 per square feet. It also appear transaction quite good, about 9, plus, minus. Then I realized that, it didn't keep appearing, but it appeared on some of the months, you know. But so I went to take a look again. This one only have 23 advertisement. Then later I saw another one that is also quite affordable. Let me check. 1,300 per square feet only on average, but can clock 9 transactions. Okay. They keep appearing later on. It didn't keep appearing later on, but is his neighbor appear later on, okay, and this is 18 advertisement only, okay. And later on, the last one I went to see, okay, this one I know that it's quite popular one, because this one quite a lot of people is buying, okay. This one when they sell at the first day, I think they sold out, okay. So this one I went to check also. Let me see where they appear. This one, he has 9 transactions in one of the months. But this one, it won't, okay, so all this that I say that it appeared, then later on it didn't appear, it's not that it didn't appear, like. It's because if you look at it, they have 9 transactions that month, right? They didn't go into the top 10 the next month. Why? It's very simple. Because they don't have much unit for sale, ma. So this one that sold at 9 units sold, right? Next month, it left with only 24 advertisements. As of now, it left with only 24 advertisements. Okay? They still have transactions, They still have transactions. But they didn't go into the top 10. They couldn't fight with the other people that have like 80 advertisements, like 100 advertisements, like 120 advertisements, you know. But they managed to get into the charts at some of the months. So this is why I went to analyze them. These people, their average price are pretty low. They are all around 1,003, 1,005. And the most expensive one is at 1,000. Where is it? 1,008. Okay, I know why is it at 1,008 lah. Because it's one of the newest. It's 2016. The rest is very old already. It's 2014. Some is 2015. Okay, it's older lah. It's not very old. 2014, 2015. Then we have even some that appear suddenly. Okay, also very little advertisement at 2010. Per square feet, average 1,005. Okay, so if you look at this result over here, I just want you to understand. To me, this is called a sweet spot. Okay, this is called a sweet spot. If you are at about 2016, this kind of age, which is about 9 years old as of now. 2018 as of, a lot of numbers. Sometimes are very gong already. Okay, let me pull back. You are at 2016. Okay, your 99 years starts from 2016. So 99 years start from 2016. They took their keys and stay 5 years. They may only take their keys and stay. Okay, why I say take their keys and stay 5 years? Because actually the list that I give you on the second list, which I say got less advertisement, but a lot of people buying, are all ECs. They are all ECs. Okay. And this property, okay, I can tell you is £100 residence. 2016, I think recently the last 1 or 2 years, they reached 5 years. So 2016, then they start building, then they took keys. I think 2024 or last year, they managed to reach 5 years or something around there. So they are actually pretty young. They are maybe about 6 or 7 years old only. Then another one that I saw that keep appearing is Park Life. Park Life is in Sambawang. Okay, Park Life is 2014, from 99 years. But from 99 years is the day they start building. But actually, Park Life as of today plus the deduct away the years that they built the EC. Okay, Park Life maybe about 2018 till now, maybe about 7 to 8 years old. So this is the sweet spot. If you are around, okay, I don't want to confuse you with the building. That's why I don't want to go too much into it. That's why I directly read out 2018, 2019, 2014, okay? Because that's where the 99 years starts. So you realize that they're all floating around 2014, 2015, 2016, around there, okay? And they're all averaging from 1,005 to 1,008 per square feet. Those that is going at 1,002, this is a little bit special. People still buying in is at Fernview, the Topiary. Okay, this one I will tell you. I don't tell you everything. I tell you all the significant ones. So Topiary 2012, people are still buying in at 1,496 per square feet. So in this whole conclusion, I just want you to understand this is called the sweet spot. Means people in the resale market are still buying in. If you realize, a lot of these properties that have a lot of transactions, right? People are still buying in. You can see that they have a pattern. Okay, so now let's conclude if you didn't catch the front part, okay? Is that number one, they're all at 201 something. So they're not too old. New won't be new lah, because those new ones may just build or they may not appear here because they are under sub-sale or what. But this is the sweet spot lah. I will tell you this is the sweet spot, okay? These people, even the latest one is about 2019, okay? If you can go and guess these people, you can guess. Please don't leave in the comment, I will delete it, okay? You want the list, go and join the Telegram group. The Telegram link is in the description below. So if you look at it, 2018 plus minus this range, people are still buying in. Okay, but like I told you, there's a lot of advertisement. But the part that don't have a lot of advertisement but are selling well are all at the sweet spot that is around 2015. Average price around 1,005 to 1,006 per square feet. I'm taking an average from all. So if you ask me what are the good properties, I will tell you frankly, the better properties are the properties that people are still buying. The properties that are not so good are the properties that are difficult to sell. Okay, so in this video, I'm not here to tell you that, hey, this one lousy, that one lousy. You go and conclude yourself. I'm not going to tell you like, oh, just because they have a lot of advertisement, is it very difficult? I don't know. I leave it to you to go and explore and go and think about it. Okay, don't need to comment below, because if you comment, I will delete. Don't go and don't give like your own speculation lah, because I tell you, you can anyhow comment in my comment section. Wow, some people comment like a pro, write some long paragraph. I cannot even read finish, you know. Your comment may just give somebody a wrong direction, which I don't want in this channel. So I rather you all go and conclude yourself. I already give you the data. I already give you the conclusion. I let you understand what is happening. And I went in depth to search, like, what is the advertisement like, you know, how many adverts, you know, and those that, why suddenly appear, but they don't appear anymore because they don't have enough supply to sell and whatsoever. So I just want to give you an idea what is happening. There's still a lot of properties that they may not be in the top 10 highest transaction, but they are still good. Why? Because there is no supply. Nobody want to sell in that place, but a lot of people want to buy. So their selling speed is faster. This research here doesn't show you their selling speed. Okay? So it doesn't conclude to say that, oh, the people here are the best, the people here are the worst. It doesn't. Okay? So it just want you to understand what is happening in the resale market today. Does it mean that they sell a lot means they are good? You know, I don't want you all to have the like wrong idea. Don't get misled by anybody. So to me, anybody can draw a conclusion from this data. I just want you to understand that some of these people over here, some of these projects, some of these condos over here, they have a lot of transactions, but they also have a lot of advertisement. Some of these projects here, they suddenly go into the top 10 charts in some of the months, but if you look into them, they don't have a lot of advertisement, and these projects are mainly the ECs, okay, and those that are not ECs, they are a little bit older, they fall into the 1,004 range also, 1,004, 1,005 per square feet range also. I think it's very normal for somebody or for a buyer to want to look at this price range, because 1,005, 1,006 per square feet today, if you buy a 1,000 square feet 3-bedroom, okay, the price is about 1.5 million, which generally I dare to say that people that are looking for condos, majority of the people will be able to loan or afford such condos. Okay, so to me, this is really the sweet spot. Okay, so you some of my recommendations, if you're my client, you will know why I recommend it this way, why I recommend it that way, you know. Frankly speaking, there's still a lot of other data that I have and people are giving me, and I'm putting them together, bit and pieces, to understand the property market better in today's times. Okay, so that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope this video gives you a little bit more knowledge about the property market. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe, because 70% of you watch and didn't subscribe. So thank you and bye-bye.